Opioid deaths are thought to be rare on college campuses, but since the opioid epidemic, young adults are now among those at high risk for overdose, so some schools aren't taking chances. NPR's Tovia Smith reports on the new effort to keep students safe.
One of the first things colleges are doing is teaching students to recognize an opioid overdose
Taylor.
And what to do.
Is he sleeping?
Probably.
Okay, there's a needle in his arm. Taylor? His lips are blue.
Ohio so University is using this
Taylor?
Video dramatization
overdose. Do you have Narcan?
To show how Narcan, the drug known generically as naloxone, can reverse an overdose.
He's starting to wake up.
Where are we?
Ohio University is one of many schools that make Narcan available through health services and campus police. Several other schools are starting to distribute the drug more broadly.
As you can see right at the main entrance, we have the AED cabinet.
At Bridgewater State University, south of Boston, campus police detective Sergeant Robert McAvoy points out one of 60 defibrillator boxes on campus that are now also stocked with little bottles of Narcan nose spray, all clearly labeled in red as opioid overdose kits and all free for the taking.
We felt that it was on the university to provide these because it's a life-saving drug. And we're in the midst of an epidemic that affects everybody.
Shortly after a student died of an overdose in 2016, police put Narcan in every dorm and parking lot and trained more than 1,000 people to administer it.
And all you would do is you peel this back, you would hold it like this, put the tip into the patient's nostril.
About 3/4 of an inch down into their nasal passage, and then you just give it one spray. And then you're done.
That's junior Isaiah Roseman, one of the resident advisors who've been trained.
Yeah, I'm prepared. I'm ready. And I think personally, I feel like it's my moral obligation to help someone who has overdosed. Could honestly save another person's life.
I think it's good to make Narcan available, but it's a really tricky situation.
This student from a different university says he spent about 10 years battling addiction. He asked not to be identified to avoid harming future job prospects. During his college years, he says he overdosed twice and kept failing classes. But he says that was before schools were set up to recognize or support students with drug addictions.
They didn't want to acknowledge the problem. Like, everything's fine at our school. But, I mean, it was probably blatantly obvious, honestly. It was pretty bad.
Now, 1.5 years sober, he's back in a new school and works in a campus recovery center, the likes of which barely existed even a few years ago. His school has also just started giving free Narcan to students, but only if they ask for it. He worries many users or their friends would be too afraid to do that, but he says he also sees the downside to just leaving it out for people to take anonymously.
The con to that is you have no way of offering them further help. The only way that we can help them is if we know who it is.
As colleges struggle to work out best practices, some say parents can't afford to just stand by and wait.
Unfortunately, colleges haven't really caught up, and I think parents need to take it into their own hands.
Jillian Bauer-Reese teaches at Temple University, where 2 students died of overdoses last year. She says when kids head off to college, parents should send them with Narcan, as well as fentanyl testing strips.
Just like they would send them with condoms to encourage them to have safer sex, they can create like a safer drug use kit for them too.
She dismisses concerns that it may actually encourage more drug use.
Like, I don't think that if your, you know, student was planning on studying for their exam, that having fentanyl testing strips in their drawer is going to be calling their name to go out and buy drugs and try them.
But others question such broad-based strategies, especially for schools with scarce resources. Even with school discounts, Narcan runs about $75 for 2 doses. Emergency kits contain 2 just in case. At Bridgewater State University, none of the kits put out last year have been taken yet. And in the 2 years since the University of Texas at Austin launched a similar initiative, several kits placed off campus have been successfully used. But program director Lucas Hill says all those on campus remain untouched.
This is at least one data point that says that may not be cost effective. And so we'll see, maybe on campus is not the hot spot.
Hill's now considering placing kits instead at convenience stores and bars, but he cautions naloxone alone is not the answer. Colleges also need to beef up treatment and recovery programs. Preventing an overdose death, he says, is not the same thing as curing addiction. Jovia Smith, NPR News.